led to today. Let's take another moment and browse through this buffet. Cold beer on a hot plate, gonna set ourselves to eat. Once more we slip into the past, we'll be
everybody. This is Jack,
Tana,
Becky,
Jeff.
We are Doomed to Reheat, joined by our favorite fifth chair of the evening. Hello, Gilly.
Hi.
Ah, welcome. Yay. So let's date stamp this. It is August 25, 2017. Jeff and I are about to get into Slante's Irish Red Ale from Diamond Knot Craft Brewing. Isn't that a pretty, pretty bottle?
Diamond Knot?
Sure is.
Oh, very pretty.
Familiar with.
We've had some Diamond Knot before. We might have had the Schlange Irish Ale before. I don't know. But that, oh, look at the color
that's
on that,
pretty.
Jeff. Yeah. You'll enjoy that one.
Ooh.
And I'm sure I will as well.
You want to taste?
I'll smell it.
It's a little dark for Gilly's taste. She's looking at it a little. I don't know about that.
Well, it looks like Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have couple of Coca-Cola.
I was just thinking, I'm glad we got different glasses.
Yeah, so no one gets confused. All right.
It doesn't smell like Coca-Cola.
It does not smell like Coca-Cola.
It's too dark for Gilly, too dark beer for Gilly, and too beer for me, so.
Oh. Oh. The Irish Red Ale is a nice red ale. Ooh. Diamond Knot doesn't give us really any school. Well, actually, they do. But they've covered it up with the sales label. So it says Diamond Knot Blue. Mokeltio Wat. That. Fermenting change. And that's all we know.
Wow.
Let me take a look.
Oh, good luck. So you got your homework out already, Jeff?
Well, I got a few things.
Okay.
In 1875,
mm-hmm.
the English Channel was crossed for the first time.
A dude swimmer. Swam it, right? And it took him more than a day, right?
Matthew
it took him like 30 hours.
Took him 22 hours.
22 hours.
To swim from Dover to Calais.
What's wrong with him?
Well, they didn't have a channel back then.
To swim it?
Well, I mean, you know, prove that it can be done. You know, that's what people are all about.
Ooh, thunder.
Feats of great, you know, strength and endurance and proving man can do. Yeah, okay, so Sadie's going to her hidey hole.
Look at her hair.
Thunderbolts and lightning, they're very, very frightening me.
Galileo.
Okay.
Friends don't like friends.
Right? Same Bohemian Rhapsody.
Let's see.
We should probably get Hazel her thunder jacket.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
In 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered several theaters across America.
Yes. But not the one in Wisconsin,
no.
Right? We've already talked about that.
Yeah, not the
I remote. Doubt that would be the thing tonight, because we've already done Wizard of Oz recently.
Yeah. I think it was just within the
yeah.
last year. Yeah.
Right, because yeah. I'm far in between, but it seems like that was one of my last couple.
See, he's not going in here hiding.
I saw that.
Well, it's because I got the doors closed.
I swear we did The Wizard of Oz at some point.
Yes. What did we eat?
Flying monkey.
I think we had something with poppy seeds in it.
We did
That's
have something
exactly.
with poppy
right.
seeds
yeah.
in it. You are correct. Very good.
Yep.
So it wasn't flying monkey.
It wasn't flying monkey. I think we did something with the pigs from the pig farm. And
oh, yeah.
No. We had the brain, the heart, and the nerve.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
I mean, Cowheart. It was lovely.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Tana. Diamond Knot Brewing Company in Boltigigo, Washington, DiamondKnot.com. Fermenting change in taste.
since 1994. So that's what Diamond Knot has to tell us. No, look at Hazel.
She's like, what the
Where's
fuck?
Haze?
She's right here. She's she getting okay? all comforted by Jeff's wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, in 1944, Paris was liberated.
Oh, from the Germans?
Yes.
Okay. Go French. Go French, go. Battle of the Bulge, right?
All that
fun stuff.
It was a big day for them. In 1972, the CAT scan was first introduced in Britain. And CAT scan stands for?
Computerized axial tomography.
Oh, really? That's very exciting.
You didn't think we'd know that?
Well, no, but I deferred to you because you're our medical experts.
How many people did you send a CT scan today?
So then you guys say CT instead of CAT because it's better?
It is.
I don't know
why.
Ever changed it.
I don't know.
It used to be CAT
scan. But sometimes
scan.
We do say, sometimes I will say CAT scan because for some reason patients relate to a CAT scan versus CT.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Well, that A is important, axial, right? Or are you not doing axial anymore? You're just doing computerized tomography.
That's axial. Because it goes...
on an axis.
But in the computer, it does say CT.
Yeah.
I know when you're sitting in, or laying in one, it goes around. Mm-hmm. You can see it go around.
But it's not as good as an MRI, right? CTs aren't as good.
It's a different type of image.
The noise isn't as much fun.
Right.
MRI noise is a lot more fun.
Right, and it doesn't rip your body jewelry out.
MRIs actually make me fall asleep. I do like laying in them.
Is it very soothing?
It is.
Is it her that...
And sometimes when I sit there and I'm listening to it in the other room, I'm like... Because we'll have the speaker on, you know?
Oh, yeah. That noise wigs me out.
Sorry. Confused.
No, well,
sure you are. You have 800 extra grams of fluid on your brain
and pressing
on your non-confusion parts.
And in 2012, two things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Voyager 1 entered interstellar space.
Yes.
And the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, passed away.
Yeah, poor
Neil. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Did you do a clue this week?
I did not do a clue, and I should have, but, you know, time is what it is, and I just don't have it anymore. Okay, so... can we smash it with a hammer?
Yeah, it's in my... Sorry.
That's okay. We'll figure it out later.
What's happening?
He's got an alarm telling him to stand up, because he's a lazy bastard who won't do it on his own unless he has an alarm. In 1609, Galileo Galilei...
Oh, man, I saw this.
demonstrates his first telescope.
Why are you rolling backwards?
Because he doesn't lock his wheels. Because he's lazy and dumb.
He wants some space from Jack.
Well, he's going to want some space from me pretty soon.
So the telescope
first
demonstrated to everyone in the world.
All right.
Then several years later, in... we're going to get there. 1981... Voyager 2 makes its closest approach to Saturn, uses a telescope, takes its picture. Then, several years later, in 1989, Voyager 2 makes its closest pass to Neptune, uses a telescope, takes a picture. And then, as you said, in 2012, Voyager, the other one, Voyager 1, leaves the solar system.
What about Uranus?
It's a little itchy today.
Wait, how long was Voyager 1 up there?
I don't know when it was launched. You know,
I believe it was launched in 1977.
Yeah,
it's been up
about
there
right.
the whole time.
Yeah, it's still
it's
out there.
Out
it's
there
just no
left.
Longer in our solar system. It has left.
It's actually the first man-made object to leave the solar system.
Has Voyager 2 left the solar system?
I don't
yet?
Think so. I think it's still in the solar
system. Yeah, it was taking a different course to get pictures
wow,
of Saturn
crazy.
And Neptune, but
yeah,
not
that's
Uranus.
How long it
nobody wants pictures of his anus.
Okay, tonight I'm taking a fucking picture.
With a telescope.
Well, my camera does have a telescopic
yeah,
lens on it.
Get
absolutely.
Magnified.
That means I can stand a little away and still take the picture
and then let's
of Uranus
and say the crater's on the moon.
Searching for Klingons, I suppose.
We are drinking, drinking the diamond.
Oh, no.
Box,
did we leave Callie outside?
I'll find her.
Why, do y'all hear something?
Yep.
God, I wish I wasn't hearing impaired.
Oh, sometimes it's a beautiful thing. Dumbass.
I'm missing alarms, and Callie is traumatized now.
I think pretty much everybody is. All the four-legged critters.
A little wet. You poor dumbass.
Where did the recycling go?
They stole our recycling. So
it's
the have the vomit bucket.
Oh.
It's the black empty can with no bag, Gills.
Well, do you want me to put it in there with no bag?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. No bag is how we roll around here.
Sorry.
Huh? Said he didn't have to make me one, but that's okay. Looks like Flautas.
Looks like what?
Flautas. I'm sure it probably is. I'm just going to call it something else.
I don't remember. I can't think of the word right now. Go somewhere.
She's like, no, damn it, y'all are going to love on me. I just got stuck outdoors.
Your own damn fault.
Right?
Yellow. I hate that song. Don't know why, but I hate that song. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I love that song. When it comes on, I immediately jack it up like super loud just so I can get the full effect of all of the different...
Do you headbang when you're listening to it?
Oh, man.
Well, you can't do that song without headbanging. Absolutely not.
Golly, it's amazing.
Oh, let me get pictures.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I made the guacamole from a scratchy, just like we did a couple of weeks ago. Oh, and it's a good guacamole. And these taquitos I bought from the store.
Tonight's a cheat night.
Oh, there's all kinds of cheating happening tonight. Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, since we had a long cylindrical tube that has such historical and important significance to us all, I've decided to make long cylindrical tubes for dinner. So we are starting with a beef and cheese and a chicken and cheese taquito with a homemade guacamole.
Mm.
Holy guacamole.
Guacamole's to die for.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, my. Oh, hell yes.
Okay, should we go ahead and get Hazel's thunder jacket? She's panting out the storm.
She's panting, and she'll be okay for a few minutes, and we'll get in her arm.
That's her cooling mechanism when they're stressed out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's over there beside Daddy. She's okay.
Mm-hmm. Come here. I'll do your face.
Do his what?
He gives her a doggy massage.
Mm-hmm.
The skin on the skull, which I guess would be a scalp eaten on a dog, right? It gets really tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially right here on the forehead. And, you know, when I rub her there, she enjoys it. It makes her feel better.
Most of the time, she'll look up at him while he's doing it, and she's like, oh. You can see the look in her eyes. I just adore you.
I love a head massage. It's like the best thing ever.
Head massages are really good, right?
Yeah.
You got the hair for it, too. You had a hair pull done?
A what?
A hair pull. So you might enjoy that, too.
I'm not sure. That sounds a little painful.
No, no. You get all of the hair, right? And you just slowly pull backwards on it, and it stretches the scalp, and it gets all of the tendons and stuff in the back of the neck, and all you get massive release from it. It's very nice.
Mm.
But people with really thin hair don't enjoy it.
No, I don't like
people
it.
With thick hair generally enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, your hair's not thin.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
it is.
Her hair's thin.
Well, it's fine. There's a lot of it, but it's fine.
I think when you say my hair is dead,
your hair's very thick.
Very
your
thick,
right.
Very coarse.
Yeah.
Speaking of hair, I guess the women at work were loving on Jack's hair the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got natural wave. It just flows. He can just let it air dry. I mean, it's every woman's dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I look like a country music star.
Sucks to be you, I guess.
It does suck to be me. Sucks so much. Because everybody comes up like, oh, I gotta put my fingers in that. I'm like, okay.
I'm a gay hairdresser. When I was in high school, would have loved that. Buddy actually used to have hair like Jack's back in high school. And even Tyler actually has his hair now. But I told Tyler, just enjoy it, because when you're about 22, it disappears.
That makes him feel good.
But I remember my hairdresser would sit, because he was buddies, too. I'd be like, God, I just throw my fingers through your hair all night long. So,
feel a little creeped out. Did you mix them up? Do you not know which is which now?
I don't know which is which, but I did have one that had nothing in it. But I ate it.
It was empty?
Mm-hmm.
Solid, empty taquito. See, it's that like, one was the telescope.
Yeah.
Did like, you look through it?
Well, I kept looking. I'm like, where? What am I eating?
No.
All right. I see Becky and Jeffy and Gilly and Tana.
It's supposed to be a mirror.
Was it a mirror in Romper Room? I didn't remember. Did you ever watch Romper Room?
I used to love it. I don't remember that.
Romper Stomper, Bomper Boo. Tell me true.
Was that the I know nothing, I see nothing thing that you're always quoting, Becky?
Oh, no, that was... Hogan's Heroes.
So Zeroes. That was not a child show.
No.
Bob Crane was not a child star. Richard Dawson kind of was, though.
I see. No. Hey, Richard Dawson was a dirty old Pete.
Not as dirty as Bob Crane was.
Well, that's probably who he learned from.
God rest his soul.
Bob Crane?
Yeah.
Both of them.
I'm sure Dawson's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who
Schwarzenegger killed him in The Running Man, right?
Richard Dawson was the first one that did Family Feud.
Always kissed everybody.
Oh, yes!
I mean, just... God, I don't know why the men didn't get more, like, dude. Because sometimes...
It was the 70s. People got away with some shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to think, that good dude gets to get, like, loving from everybody at all times and be in the clear. And he did. He would just go after.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on Hogan's Heroes before he was on Family Feud.
He was on what?
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, Hogan's Heroes was great. It was a hilarious show.
It was a sitcom about a Nazi concentration camp.
Wow.
Right?
What the hell?
They were prisoners
of war. We have evolved.
They were prisoners of war in a Nazi prison camp. Stalag 13?
Yeah.
And it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the Nazis were buffoons, right? And so the Allies, and there was the American guy, and there was the British guy, and there was the French guy, and there was a couple other guys, right? Mm-hmm. Probably more than one American guy, but there was Bob Crane, and he was a creep.
I don't think we knew that then.
I'm sure he wouldn't have got the job if everyone knew how much of a creep he was. I mean, if that was public knowledge, this was the 70s, there's limits to things, right? And, you know, they could escape at any time they want. They had a tunnel, and they were, you know...
And they'd come and go anywhere, anytime. They didn't...
And they were sort of using their position as prisoners to, you know, further along the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Nazis were buffoons, which is the best way that you should portray a Nazi, right?
The Commandant was...
Commander Klink?
Yeah. Dumber than a box of rocks. The warden was Sergeant Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always going, because they do stuff. And of course, he wasn't supposed to know about it. And he'd go, I know nothing, I see nothing. And he'd act totally ignorant. But he knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a very good Nazi.
No.
Define very good Nazi.
Adolf Eichmann was a very good Nazi.
Okay, you're right.
He was very good at being a Nazi, right?
It's a fun show, though.
Sure. I mean, if you can laugh at the Holocaust, you can laugh at anything, right?
What were you talking about originally?
We were talking about Galileo Galileo.
That was on you, Tom. Yeah.
Gee, that would have been a great Clue song. All right. Well, it looks like we have run our way through our taquito course. So why don't we put a pin in our guacamole, and when we come back, we'll talk about Galileo.
Galileo.
Vigaro.
You're going to be dreaming about that tonight when you sleep.
Cheers, everybody. Bang in a bow. Let me get pictures of this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely worth it picturing.
Oh, you got a beautiful plate, baby. Why do you got such a pretty plate here?
Because you love me.
Am I helping you with the flash here?
You are.
Oh, Jeff.
It's almost as bright as the lightning.
It's a thunderbolt lightning kind of moment. Okay, so we have a stuffed baked manicotti. With a homemade garlic breadstick. And Jeff and I are jumping into the Elysian Space Dust IPA. So now, Elysian is from... Ooh, hold on. I don't know where they're from.
Demetrio's eat your heart out.
Oh, my God. This is better than
Seattle, Washington. Sure and Fort Collins, Colorado. Oh, they have right. two.
There you go.
Space Dust IPA. The hopping is pure star glow energy with Chinook to bitter and late and dry additions of Citra and Amarillo ale. Alcohol, 8.2%.
Fuck 'em up juice.
Little fuck 'em up juice here for you, Jeff.
It's a good one.
So I don't know if you knew this, but when Brian May went to get his doctoral thesis.
Who's that?
He's the guitarist. For the band that does the Galileo.
Oh, God, no.
Galileo, Vigo, Romini, Vigo song.
You put this upon yourself, Becky.
If you didn't hate it so much, I wouldn't do it so much. You know?
You know what? I changed my mind. I believe that might be my favorite song ever.
You know what my favorite song is?
Nuh-uh. No. I'll stab you with my fork.
I will kill both of you.
But then you'll be stuck taking care of Jeff.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, right? Horrible.
No, then she'd kill me, so.
Yeah, because Gilly would eventually get tired of coming
She's
over
on
and taking
roll,
care
right?
of me.
Might as well take out the whole thing. It's like a little rolled up lasagna. Mm-hmm. Every little bite. So when Brian May, the guitarist for Queen, you know, the band that does that song, went to get his doctoral thesis many, many years later.
On what?
Space dust. He is an astrophysicist.
Wow.
You're shit.
No,
I
am not.
He's a smart guy.
I am not. He, his doctoral thesis was on the movement of space dust.
And that is significant in our lives because
it's astrophysics. It's not really significant in our lives.
Oh, I beg to differ.
I mean, it's significant in the formation of the solar system,
right.
And you know, being able to track how space does move gives us maybe a better picture of what happened 4.5 billion years ago when the planet was formed.
God, my head hurts. Seriously.
No, that was him saying it.
But, you know, this is the guy who wrote Fat Bottom Girls. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Did he like them?
Fat Bottom Girls?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
They made his rock and roll go round.
like him. What a good guy.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, David St. Hovins, and, you know, Brian May. They all like the big guys.
And they cannot lie.
Bigger the pushing, bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pushing. Wider the waistband, the deeper the quicksand.
Wow.
And Tana's sitting over there going, la 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 la.
How's the breadstick?
Are you getting full?
I just... The best garlic breadstick I've ever had.
Well, these had a long time to proof before we put them in the oven, so they should be really light and airy and fluffy.
They're better than Olive Garden.
Well, thank you. That's praise indeed.
Olive Garden's got, like, the best breadsticks ever.
These are the best breadsticks.
And these are better than Olive Garden's.
This one, most of the cheese leaked out.
Oh.
And I can actually...
Oh, I see through it.
Like a telescope.
So you stuffed these noodles, or what happened?
Yeah.
What the flap?
I got a piping device. And then threw the rest of it on the floor. Did not throw it. The washing machine.
He put it on the washer while I was running a load of laundry. Spin cycle went, and we heard this big crash, bang, boom. I went, and my whole box of cake decorating shit is all over the kitchen floor.
Oh, no.
My box, not yours.
Yeah, her box. Not yours.
Well, she's still empathetic. Right?
Yeah.
So you had to pick up a half a dozen little metal pieces and a half a dozen little plastic pieces. And
yeah, I don't give a shit. It's still a lot of noodles.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, you don't give a shit because it was a bunch of cake decorating bullshit.
No, not about it falling. I don't give a crap that he had a device to stuff them is what I'm saying. Oh, it's still a lot of noodles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's
no, really... I'm empathetic with having to clean that mess up, but that's a lot of flipping noodles.
Yeah, I spent a little time on this.
He did.
And I know you do not care to have any, even though I slaved over a hot
pastry bag
for at least 20 or 30 minutes.
The pastry bag was hot?
No, it was actually quite cool. Noodles themselves? Cool. I'd cooked them, I'd cooled them.
Oh yeah, okay.
Right. There was nothing dangerous or
fire starting?
No, there was no fire starting going on here today.
No 911 personnel were injured in the making of this meal.
Lot of work, it's done.
Usually on Friday.
I know, he slaves for like hours. It's just not even happening in my world.
We usually get up at about, 9 or 10 o'clock, head to the store, do all the shopping, usually get home about 1. And he starts in.
And you enjoy it a lot.
I do. I get to go in the kitchen. Everyone leaves me alone. You know? It's like, fuck off, I'm cooking. And
the animals aren't allowed in there, so.
Right, right.
Well, when it's now that we've got Sadie, when it storms, she's going to be... She is so funny. You can tell it's... It doesn't even
have
to...
Well, it's weird, this cat's out here, and that cat never comes out. Like,
This is an outside of the room cat now.
Oh, yeah.
The other one still is an inside
There's
the room
a lot
cat.
Of changes that have happened, I think. Sadie has bought in a lot of dynamic.
That cat, Izzy, she's looking weird. What's wrong with her?
Well, she was thinking about jumping a minute ago. I saw
her.
I
will fucking kill her.
No, I literally, that's why I was just like, it's so bizarre to see her out here. And then even on top of that, she's really enticed.
The other day, she was at the bathroom door. And I did this. Now watch her. She may do it now. And wiggled my fingers. She walked over here. Hazel was laying here, so she went around that way. And came around and let me sit here and pet her for the longest ass time.
Yeah.
Shocked me.
Tana's cats are changing.
All of them are. But Sadie, you know it's going to storm. Because you'll see her low walking. Like she hunches down real low. And her belly's even dragging the ground. She's so low, and she's like, as fast as she can. And she'll go hide between the washer and dryer and the wall. The other day when you were here and they lost the cat, that's where I found her. She was between the washer and the wall.
The storm starts happening, the animals get low. They think, if I'm low, then the lightning will strike Jeff and it won't hit me.
It'll hit the guy sitting in the metal chair.
That's right.
Which is why we came inside a little. Which is why we came inside a little while ago. I was like, okay, this is too damn close.
Well, I figure I'm inoculated. I've been hit once. Didn't kill me, so now, you know. It never strikes the same place twice.
Knock on wood, don't say that.
What? You afraid now that I'm going to get hit?
Yeah, I jinxed myself. Yeah.
And it's going to get you too?
Well, I have rubber bottoms on my shoes, so.
Yeah, that'll help you. Lightning travels miles and miles and miles.
Don't change my perspective.
But a half an inch of rubber sole is going to protect you. Got it.
I got that thing about when I go to my car and touch my car handle and all that crap.
It seeks the ground, and she's protected from the ground with her rubber sole shoes.
That's right, damn it. Their discos are a little thicker.
Okay, 3/4 inch rubber soles.
I am protected.
We're evil. Ain't it great?
Well, I think Miss Isabel wants you to pet her.
Come over here. Where are you?
But you were talking about Galileo.
Galileo!
Galileo!
I know, it's crazy.
I know that he used the telescope to discover the Jovian moons.
The who?
The moons of Jupiter, Io, and I can't remember the other ones. But Io is my favorite moon of Jupiter. All moons should have 2 letters.
I didn't know their name.
Oh, what?
All moons should have 2 letters.
Yes. There's, what are the other ones? Callisto?
Okay.
Is Juno one of them, or is that a different planet moon?
Juno?
Yeah, I know that Juno is the name of a planet's moon, but I don't know if it's Jupiter's or someone else's.
Could be. Could be Jupiter, could be Saturn. Saturn's got a lot of moons.
Yeah, a lot of moons. Saturn's
really moony.
Why doesn't our moon have a name?
It does.
It does.
The moon.
Luna.
We've talked about this before.
That's right.
Is it really Luna?
Mm-hmm.
A lunar eclipse or a okay.
I don't know, but isn't Luna Spanish for moon?
Probably Latin.
Yeah.
And it was probably a Latin god.
Isn't that what the Spanish call it, Luna?
Well, sure.
That's its name. Apparently.
I know. I just always thought that the moon was Luna in Spanish. Because they're really, I just didn't realize that was like a universal term for the moon.
Yeah, lunar landing, lunar eclipse.
Mm, okay, that makes sense.
It makes sense, but...
Who knew, right?
But we just call it
the moon. Or the layers, or what they're called, or anything like that.
Well, I mean, there was a book series that I read some time ago, and I can't remember the name of it. But one of the jokes within the book is that every culture, as it comes up, names its home planet dirt.
Being funny right now?
No, well, the book was trying to be funny, right?
What the flippity flap is going on? I feel like there's like
a lot more attention to you lately.
It's like something has happened in this house. The energy has shifted.
We've scared away the ghosts.
What the crap?
She barely. Look at this.
This is unbelievable.
Headbutting me over here? I can't believe she just tried to jump in your lap.
Yeah, I know.
She's been attention-seeking a lot more lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she almost never leaves me alone anymore.
Well, she used to be the badass bitch on the block.
Mm.
Right? And I don't think that is universally the case anymore. Mm. And so I think she's probably a little insecure in her position.
Well, that's true.
Now she's like, let me see how many I can win. That's how I'll beat everybody else out.
Mm-hmm. If I get all the two-legged people on my side, then that black bitch doesn't have a leg to stand on anymore.
She's trying to get the popular vote.
Yeah, right.
I know what you're working on.
Excuse me.
But yeah,
I'm fine, Isabel.
Sadie has been freaking out of control lately.
Most of you have always been getting
I blame her father for that.
Yeah, so do we.
We're going to figure out the best way to kill her while you're in for your rehabilitation after surgery, and you come back, and we go, oh, yeah, it was a terrible tragedy, and we had to put your cat down, and we didn't want to tell you about it while you were in recovery, because we didn't want to, you know.
Don't tell me that. Tell me she went to live on a farm up north.
No, we're going to take her to a farm up north. We're going to tell you that we killed her. We tied her in a sack and threw her in the pond. George came and ate her.
And then got indigestion. Funny stuff.
God, we haven't seen George in, like, forever.
They took him out.
Yeah.
I mean, they moved him.
Yeah. Why?
They didn't get in a sniper's perch and take him out, right?
Right. Probably people complaining.
It's gonna eat my little doggy.
Uh-huh.
What do you want?
Not appropriate.
No, it's not.
It was after that kid got eaten in Disneyland, right?
Well, Disney World? That was like a year ago.
Wait, what? I didn't hear about this.
Oh, you didn't hear that news story?
No.
Yeah, there was a gator that took a child.
Ooh. Right in front of his parents.
Right in front of his parents.
And he was like, what, two?
They were waiting right in the edge of the water, too. And they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sometimes nature is vicious, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, the problem that we have is twofold. Mm. People think it's funny to feed wildlife.
Mm. Right.
But that makes them less scared of people. And then there's the problem of this is a gator's habitat. We need to know
the appropriate way to interact with the habitat so that we don't put ourselves in gator's way.
But, you know, stuff like if you know that a gator's going to come up and sun itself on the bank and close to dark is when they eat, that's a good time to stay away from the lakes. Mm. You don't ever want to go fish or go swimming or wading in freshwater lakes.
Well, I think you're a madman if you go swimming in freshwater in Florida anyway.
People do it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was brought up that way and I won't touch it now. It really freaks me out.
I believe that there was a freshwater water park in Disney World in production for a while, but then they closed it.
There was a little man-made beach though where you could wave. Yeah. So it was an area where they were expecting people to swim.
There were signs up, weren't there? No swimming.
There was a sign in certain areas, and plus they were there at like dusk, right?
Right.
And it was so right. There was a lot of factors that contributed to it.
But I mean, I see people out here all the time, you know, feeding the ducks and shit, and it's like, are you people stupid?
Is Ganymede one of the Jupiter moons?
Yes.
See? Wow. Look how Jack's mind works.
It's not as good of a name as Io, I think.
Jeff. Jack.
Oh, seriously. Seriously.
This is getting out of control. You're in trouble tonight.
We played nice this morning. We're not playing nice tonight.
Jack, you are interrupting our interruption.
Oh, of course. It is a counter interruption.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue with your interruption.
Well, we were talking about Galileo. And yeah, he discovered the moons of Jupiter, right?
Right.
I mean, we had seen Jupiter in the sky, right? Jupiter visible.
Jupiter in the sky with diamonds.
To the naked eye, Jupiter visible.
Right.
But you need a device that makes your eye better to see more about Jupiter than just the fact that it's in the sky. Because it's just a little speck up there. Mars, it's just a little speck. Yeah, Venus, just a little speck up there.
Yeah,
we can see Mercury too, right? Mercury, just a little speck up there.
How do you know the difference between that and a star?
Well, it moves.
I don't know if you are being fucking serious.
No, that's true. That's what planet means. It means wanderer.
In which language?
Maybe it's a falling star.
In Greek.
No, it doesn't move that fast.
Right, so if you're saying it moves, I mean, how quickly is it actually moving, though?
Well,
I mean,
they track it over.
Yeah, you can't see it with the naked eye.
Like, if a naked eye was staring up, it would look just any other star.
No, but if you come back 4 days later and you go, oh, shit, that was,
I know, but when you're looking at
3 degrees off of, you know, Betelgeuse, and now it's 3.5 degrees off Betelgeuse, you go, that one moved. It must be a mover.
Keep up with those kind of patterns in the sky, seriously.
Right?
Yeah, they've been doing that shit since Babylonian days, right?
Before TV. Yeah.
I never would go outside and be like, dang, that star is in a different location.
Like I said,
it moved like a quarter of a millimeter since last night. Oh my God.
Yeah, generally night to night, you're not going to see a difference. It's going to be over, you know, periods of weeks or months or.
But I mean,
years.
Just to look up at it. You know, the only difference between a planet and a star typically is the planet is brighter and a little bit larger, correct?
Mm. No, not all of them. I mean, Jupiter is hard to see with the naked eye. You got to have really good conditions.
Okay, which one is it that I'm thinking of?
Mars and Venus are both pretty bright.
Sometimes you can see Venus and it's like really bright. It's bigger than a star. You can
tell it's a planet. They're at times relatively close to us.
Yeah.
Now, not always. Right? I mean, sometimes, you know, it's on the other side of the sun from us, and we don't see it at all.
Right. Wow. This is just... I'm pretty sure it's the first sign of the apocalypse.
What?
Velcro kitty. We have a new Velcro kitty in the house.
Pesca say.
I can never have a moment away from you.
Is the apocalypse about to happen? What's going on? These animals are acting crazy.
Well, last week was the eclipse.
That's true.
Animals are acting crazy in this house.
They are.
They are coming out and being social, and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now, I'm only falling apart.
That was a good girl, yes.
Have you seen that song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, the video?
Yes.
With the kitchen equipment, like the washer and dryer and pots and pans. And
didn't somebody post, didn't one of y'all post it?
I don't think I did it.
Okay, we're going to go on break here because we're about done with this. And I will pull it up on our wonderful device.
But didn't y'all, and then the lime and the coconut thing got unfolded in the comments?
That was the Bonnie Tyler, right?
Oh, was the Bonnie Tyler version.
Okay, we'll pull up the Hura Torpedo version of Total Eclipse of the Heart, and you can watch that because it is delightful.
Yeah, it's special.
Okay, so cheers, everybody. We'll be back in a moment. When we come back, we'll talk about Galileo.
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 Did you just do that? And not the middle finger?
I change it up.
You never know how the count's going to go.
You never know. The count is a strange thing. All right, I'm in picturing right now. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, by the way. Oh, look at that. So we're having a little leave the gun here for our final course.
We're having a what?
A little leave the gun.
What's that mean?
It's from The Godfather. Right, when Michael goes into the restaurant and they've hidden the gun in the toilet.
I've never watched that movie.
You've never seen The Godfather?
I don't think I have either.
You've never seen The Godfather? It's a really good movie.
I think I was like 8 when it came out.
I think I wasn't existent when it came out. Maybe I was like 2. I don't know.
I think you can all go fuck yourselves.
Is that really true?
At 74?
Yeah, come something on. Like that.
I thought it was 72.
That's how old that movie is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
so I was 10 movie. When it was out.
I was negative three.
Yeah.
I was in an
over. Once again,
no, you weren't.
We have the technology to go and see things from the past. And it's a very good movie. Now, I don't know if it's the best movie ever made. Some people make that argument.
It's a very good movie.
It's a very good movie. But Michael, after the things have gone on with the family, and he's, you know, he was off to college, and then he's drawn back into it, and he's going to go have a sit-down with the head of the opposing family, and he's going to kill him.
And no one would expect that from Michael because Michael's the little college boy. So they hide the gun in the bathroom and they tell him to wait until...
Oh, is that the one that they hide and they do that from the in the Bosch?
Is that yeah. Al Pacino?
Who is it? Yeah, that is Al Pacino. Absolutely. Okay. Playing Michael. And so he goes in and they tell him, you know, you go in, you sit, you have your dinner, wait for the dessert course. You excuse yourself, you go to the bathroom. We're going to secrete the gun there. You're going to grab the gun. You're going to come back out. You're going to shoot the guy. You're going to leave the gun. Take the cannoli. So we're having a little take the gun. I'll leave the gun.
it's good to have your priorities in order.
With our hollow cylinder food, we are having a cannoli dessert. So this is a pastry cylinder that's got a cheese cream filling that's dusted with powdered sugar, dipped in chocolate, crushed with chocolate chips.
Yeah, it looks pretty amazing.
They're lovely. Cannolis are nice.
Connor's missing out on dessert or
You sure you don't
want to
buy
it? Connor's already asleep.
Done.
I get two cannoli.
What's going on? Is it dark chocolate or what?
No, it's regular chocolate. It's chocolate chip chocolate. It's chocolate and cheese, and she doesn't really like either thing. And sweets, and she's not a big sweet person, so she's down on 3 counts.
It looks amazing.
It is amazing.
Mm. Oh, it's... Ugh.
That delightful.
Yes, good job.
But she's eaten enough in the past 2 days that she's not going to miss the cannoli.
Right.
Did you take steroids? What's going on? Have you ever saw?
I might eat the other one tomorrow when I'm on a roid rage.
Have you ever had a steroid injection?
Mm-mm. Oh, you've had a steroid injection.
I have had that.
Well, I've had a steroid in the joint, but not IV.
No. Oh, no, I am. But
no, not that either. Just in joints.
So how crazy did you get when you were on steroid injections?
Well, I've just had like one or something. I didn't, you know, whatever.
Did you get like really jacked?
I'm pretty jacked anyways. Mm-hmm. But,
I've noticed that about you. You're like super buff.
I am like...
It's like you could kick anybody's ass here at the table. Except mine. But, you know.
I don't know how I feel about that. Not sure if it's not a good thing. But yes, I am. I am actually pretty strong.
Yeah, you throw Jeff around and I'm like, whoa, he's already gone.
I haven't even seen the half of what I can do.
Not even a half. Challenge. Maybe a third, but...
Challenge accepted.
Mm. You think you can take her?
Oh, no.
One arm tied behind your back?
Which arm?
Which arm do you think?
I think that'd be a good job for the zombie arm.
We tie the right arm behind your back, then you really fucked, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, baby.
Hazel's doing much better now.
Yes, she is.
I removed her thunder coat.
I see that. Come here, baby. Come over here.
I don't remember if I felt... The only thing I felt was super zingy, like I'm like just pinging off the flipping walls.
Have I been doing that? A lot of energy, little ADD jacked into you.
Big time. Running circles like a Tasmanian devil through the house.
Aunt Gilly, give me attention.
You get all manicked up like you're on meth. Hmm?
Yeah, not a good feeling actually. That's what Dilaudid did to me too, but.
A Dilaudid, oh my god, Tramadol?
Never had Tramadol.
You geek the fuck out on Tramadol.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh.
And the times I've taken a Percocet, I won't shut the fuck up. I'm like, same thing, I can't sleep, I stay up all night long.
Yep.
I just don't, I get the adverse reactions. I'm like, freaking sucks. These drug addicts come in and want all this stuff, and I'm like, I'd be fucking Spider-Man on the walls right now. You come in and see me hanging like a cat from the ceiling.
I'd hate to see you on a real drug, right?
I can't even, I don't even know what that would do.
Right?
Can't even imagine.
cut out two lines, see what Gilly does. It'd be a very bizarre night.
Oh, God. Except for the history books.
Would I have to take tramadol? I mean, the house can be a fucking disaster. And you can tell the second it hits, I'm up tum, 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 and can't stop. Try to go to bed. Nope. Lay there 5 minutes and I'm up tum, tum, doing housework all night long. Can't be still. I don't think the steroids did that to me, though, did they?
No, you slept.
Once you got enough food in you.
Yeah.
I went into food coma.
But that, yeah, right? That little crank session yesterday, oh my God. I'm surprised Jeff survived it.
Well, I survived it. Well, I know Wednesday when I came over, you're like, I ate
two pieces of pizza and I'm back in the fridge and I'm this and that.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last day. Jack's already showed me all the leftovers in the fridge. Here, clean the fridge out tomorrow.
Right?
I'd be curious clean to some see of it out tonight. Is too.
I already told him I don't want to know.
I bet you it is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we discovered the steakhouse Funyun.
Oh my God, they're so good.
The what?
Well, Funyun has a new flavor, and it's the steakhouse Bloomin' Onion flavor.
Oh. They taste like they've been dipped in that Bloomin' Onion dip. Oh my God, they're amazing.
They don't treat me well.
You know, the Blooming Onion, or Cactus Blossom, depending on which steakhouse you're eating.
Ooh,
at.
Cactus Blossom. I've never had that before.
Same thing.
I'm sure. Which steakhouse
you got Outback versus Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, I've never been to a Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. Okay.
Concept's the same. It is the same. And they get very offended when you order
a Blooming Onion.
Right.
Right. If you go to Cactus Flower Place and order a Blooming Onion, they get all that.
That's like going to Burger King and ordering a Big Mac.
No, it's like going to Starbucks and ordering a large coffee.
Yeah.
Which is what you do every time you
go to Starbucks. Or when you go to like Dunkin' Donuts and you're like, I will take a grande with non-fat milk and this and that. And they're like, bitch, Dunkin' Donuts. You get cream and sugar. What do you want? You say, make it your way or whatever. Anyways, but that appetizer is the highest calorie, one of the highest calorie appetizers there is of all appetizers in the United States.
I mean, it's a freaking onion the size of a planet. It's deep fried. It's planet. Battered.
Huh? I never thought that. I was like, you know, it's just a vegetable fry.
An onion's not a...
It's breaded, it's fried, it's got that...
But it is so good.
An onion is a high sugar vegetable to begin with.
It's
so good, though.
Well, that's why they're good. Because high sugar.
Right, high sugar, and then it's...
Deep fried.
So it soaks up a lot of fat, and the way they, you know, cut it out so that there's so much surface area.
You're really about to do that. You're going to do that.
I can dig into some Bloomin' Onions.
What about cactus flowers?
I've never had one. Just a Bloomin' Onion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure.
Is the sauce the same?
Yes, I'm pretty sure if the two were side by side, you would not be able to differentiate. Pretty sure.
I don't know that I've ever been. Is there a Cody's Roadhouse around here?
Cody's?
Uh huh.
I don't think so. Never heard of it.
I've never been to a Roadhouse.
Oh, well.
I believe it's on 41
in
Bradenton.
Mm-hmm. I mean. It's fun. It's really good for young people, like working-wise. But it's a good experience. You go in there, you know, there's nuts, peanuts everywhere.
Okay.
Barrels of them.
So you throw them on the floor.
While you sit and wait for your table, there's literally barrels everywhere. And then at the table.
Yeah, there's a Cody's Roadhouse.
So the whole floor is just covered.
Yeah.
And then country songs come on. And every, three country songs is like a theme song. Mm-hmm. So the whole staff comes out. They dance real quick. It's very fast. So while you're eating, you might get three or four songs where they're out dancing. It's a fun experience. But I would say that Outback in itself is not comparable to Roadhouse food at all. With the exception of the Blooming Onion. Mm-hmm. That is the only two that are actually compared to food items. But outside of that, they don't compare, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
Texas Roadhouse is definitely much better.
I'm not fond of Outback. Yeah, I can eat it, but it's
a steak.
Food.
Right? It's a steak. They don't do a whole lot with it. No, it's not a great steak. They throw a lot of meat tenderizer on it. And you know, the wedge salad. What the fuck is that, right?
Oh, that's...
Excuse me, the wedge salad is my favorite salad of all time ever, of any salad there is.
Really?
Yeah. I freaking love the wedge salad. And granted, nutritionally, it doesn't provide anything.
Well, it's iceberg, which is right. Crap lettuce. But, I mean, a lot of places have crap iceberg lettuce. But it's just...
But a wedge salad is just the wedge of lettuce and dressing, right?
It's no, they bacon will throw... bits and... They
will, if they
and...
do it right, they will, you know, quarter a tomato, and then you have a wedge of tomato next to your wedge of lettuce. And sometimes
excuse
they'll quarter
me, up. There will be, like, some places will, like, put some walnuts on it, or what...
So it has toppings.
Like, Applebee's actually has a pretty amazing wedge salad. If I had to pick my wedge salad from anywhere, it would come from Applebee's.
Well, it's good that you've done a comparison, so that I know if I need a... A
wedge.
Quarter of a head of lettuce with some dressing on it. The place to go is Applebee's.
I love it. I get my water intake. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, absolutely, right?
That's it. I'm like, I don't have to drink water the rest of the day. I've just eaten half of iceberg.
I like a chef's salad. If I'm going to get a salad, it's going to be a chef's salad. No cheese.
I love the iceberg. I don't know why I just do.
Because you're a communist.
I don't know.
Me or her?
You, because you don't like cheese.
Oh, no, I'm just...
Okay.
So you don't eat cheese or anything?
I'll eat...
I literally have a platter right now at my house that's all square cheese, because every week I buy a platter, so I can just eat squares of assorted cheeses, and I also buy string cheese. So I have string cheese, so I can just carry it. My mom actually carries it in her pocketbook, so she eats it around the...
Which you're in the pocket of Big Dairy at this point, is what you're saying.
I freaking love cheese.
Okay.
I'll buy a block of it and just sit
I don't remember. When you were up there, did you get to go to the Cheese Castle?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was a changed woman, and I ate the motherfuck out of every sample they had. I got introduced to curds. Never had that.
Oh.
The squeaky one.
Oh, yeah, you got to get them fresh, right?
Yeah. I'm like, this is so weird. When you're biting it.
Have I made you poutine?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I'll have to make you poutine sometime. Sometime that you're actually planning on eating, I will have to make you poutine.
Well, the thing of it is that I do. I just get late night. I just don't do. I can't do late night eating. My stomach shuts down about 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's done after that.
We'll have to do an afternoon poutine.
If I miss lunch, then I can do later eating. I'm about a 2-meal-a-day gal, and that's it.
Becky don't like the poutine.
I don't like it. But I don't like cheese.
Is it a texture thing, or what is it?
Oh, it's got cheese on it. It's, what is it, french fries with gravy on it or something?
French fries, cheese curds, and gravy, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing about that sounds appealing to me, and I tried it, and it's like, yeah, no. Not happening. But what cheese will I eat?
Do you eat cheese quesadillas or anything?
Mm-mm. I'll eat a grilled cheese sandwich if it's made with Velveeta, which is not really cheese.
Right. I mean, American's not really cheese either, but Velveeta's like beyond not cheese.
Velveeta, that's what you're going with?
Yeah.
She'll put a slice of Swiss cheese on a thing or two.
Yeah. Very few things.
The mozzarella in the pizza and the Italian foods would go... Which is, you know, barely cheese anyway.
Right. I'll put Monterey Jack cheese on top of chili.
Like, I loved aged cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll start to get a little crumbly, right? Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
But there's like 5 things that I'll eat cheese on. That's it. And go with me through the drive-thru sometime when I ask for a hamburger, and I will deliberately say, no cheese, no onions. Because onions tear my stomach up. And
you're missing out on a lot of great things in life.
And they put cheese on my hamburger. I'll eat it, but I'll bitch. You guys have both seen me do it.
Yeah.
What's the matter, baby?
I know, right?
We're not friends anymore.
Come here.
It's like she does dairy all wrong. She drinks milk, which is ugh.
That is gross.
This is what she does. Come here.
Well, why is she being possessed all of a sudden?
Because she's been picked up.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that picked her up, not Tana.
There, see?
That was like super psychotic out of nowhere.
She doesn't have to be picked up. But Tana will pick her up and sling her upside down and carry her around. And she just takes it like a little rag doll.
Did that make you mad?
Yeah, look at that tail.
Well, when I talk to her, her eyes relax, so. I'm soothing, aren't I?
Easy.
She watches, she's ignoring me now. Fuck you, bitch.
But drinking milk is good.
So you're in the pocket of Big Dairy, too.
It's got to be skim milk, though.
Do you like soy milk or almond milk? Have you tried any of those?
I've tried them. I'm not fond of them.
When you were growing up, did you ever drink canned milk and mix it with water?
I think once.
How about powdered milk?
Oh God.
Daycare, we always drink powdered milk.
I had to deal with that shit every time I went down to Virginia to visit Linda and her family, because, you know, they're crazy. And they just have pictures of powdered milk in the fridge all the time. I was like, ugh.
My first husband grew up on powdered milk, so he...
Oh, God.
And I'm like, no.
Oh.
But
some people cook with powdered milk. Right, they don't reconstitute it. They just add the milk powder and shit. It's horrifying.
I've cooked with evaporated milk.
Different thing.
Yeah, but it's a different thing. But if I'm going to eat popcorn, I'm always going to have a glass of milk with my popcorn. I can drink Coke at the theater, but at home it's milk. Him and Tana both eat cereal dry. They'll put it in a bowl and eat it dry, no milk. And I'm like, that's gross.
They do what?
A bowl of cereal, no milk.
I'm not.
And they'll eat it like
now,
that.
Now, when I could tolerate it, what I would do is have milk, have yogurt in cereal.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
What's going on?
And he did that while we were even together. But he's gotten,
is it
now
like
the
Honey Bunches of Oats, something that's like resemblance of a granola?
It doesn't matter, but yeah, granola cereal is good. Cheerios and yogurt is wonderful.
That's what I say.
Of course, now you're intolerant.
Now I am. Hey,
he used to
set in my ways.
No, honey, you used to be lactose set in your ways. Now you are just plain lactose intolerant.
Oh, it's bad. It's gotten bad. I'm going to pay for this tomorrow.
No. What will happen?
What
diarrhea?
He means is
I will have horrible gas. I will have diarrhea. I will have cramping.
Yeah, no, I can't do, like, ice cream or milkshakes or smoothies. None of that. I don't do any of that stuff. I can't. I don't even know the last time I've eaten a freaking spoon of ice cream, for that matter.
Now, at one point, it wasn't dairy as you used it. It was, what, lactate?
Lactate. And there's still some in there, and I've taken two tonight, so we'll see how that goes.
But when he first started using it, that would help. But now... That really doesn't even help that much.
Anything that's got ice cream, heavy cream.
Isn't it amazing getting old? We're like sitting around talking about the foods that are jacking our stomachs. Mm-hmm. We are amazing.
We are old.
But now, onions have bothered me all my life. Raw onions. I can eat them cooked all day long and love them. But raw onions tear me the fuck up. Don't know why.
Well, there's a chemical in onion. Right? It's the protective...
Does it make it taste like soap?
No, that's cilantro. it's the chemical in onions and garlic and the lily family things.
Yeah.
That when you crush it, there's a thing inside the cell and another thing outside the cell, and there's a chemical reaction, and it is a chemical warfare deterrent against pests. But it's what makes, you know, onions and garlic zippy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you might be having a reaction to that. Because when you cook that, it calms that shit down.
Right.
Right? I mean, it locks the chemicals away into other, you know, chemical compositions. So, you know, maybe it's the protective measure of the onion trying to, you know, keep you from eating it.
It works.
Yeah. With it, you know, you learn how to get around it. Just warm it up a little bit. You're
cook it.
Or add acid to it. They'll do it too.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I do with all of my raw onion. things like the guacamole or the pico, right? That's what the lemon juice does.
Oh.
I'm ceviche-ing, or pickling, right? The onions before I add them to the thing.
Because I've noticed when we do the pico or the guacamole, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was some kick-ass guacamole tonight.
Yeah, it was. It was good stuff.
Yeah, those Slim Cottos are great for guacamole. They're shit for hand avocados.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't cut one up and put it on a salad, but, you know, you mash it up and add the, you know, the other things in it, it does its job real well.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it looks like we are about done here. So why don't we put a pin in this until next week when we will be back with more bullshit, more beer, more food, more dairy, more whining about our diarrhea.
All the things you really wanted to know. That's what happens when you get old. You sit around the table talking about diarrhea.
That's right. That's what age is about. It's about diarrhea. So have a good day, everybody. I hope everything comes out for you well tomorrow. And we will see you all again next week. Cheers. I said good day, sir.